Letters of the Rebbe in volume 6, and this is letter number 1760, and it's dated Baruch Hashem, the 7th day of Menachem Av, and Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter dated the 24th day of Tammuz, in which you are notifying that you have, with a mazel tov, that you had a daughter was born to you. So may it be the will of the blessed Hashem that together with your wife you raise her l'torah l'chupa l'masim tovim, to Torah and marriage, good deeds, and all this should be done in a relaxed spiritual and bodily way, in a relaxed way. It is known from the Rebbe Rashab, that's the father of the previous Rebbe, that it is our custom, even when a girl is born, also to express the same language as we do for a boy, which means l'toira, l'chupa l'maisim tovim, as the Rebbe just said. Torah, actually, women are not obligated the same level as men are obligated in the study of Torah. So some people have a reservation about saying for the daughter l'torah, that Torah, because maybe she's exempt, she doesn't have to as the men. But the Rebbe quotes, this is based on the sayings of our sages in the Talmud Brachas Yud Zayin Ovid Aleph, that says that the women get the privilege, the zechus. As a matter of fact, there's a whole sikh of the Rebbe. The Rebbe discusses this exactly, that the level of the women in the study of Torah. But over here, the Rebbe quotes from the Gemara that in their participation in the study, in the Mishnah, and they take care of and support their children to learn Torah and their husbands to learn Torah. So this actually becomes their zechus, it becomes their privilege as well. So therefore, we do say the Torah. Now, the Rebbe writes to him that he is giving reasons how come he is not standing in contact with the Chabad Chassidim, with the Anashe Yichyu. So he's giving the Rebbe excuses why he is not involved so much with the Anash. So the Rebbe says, let even say that you have good, your excuses are correct. In other words, they're not just made up, but they're justified excuses. But that only applies as far as reward and punishment, which means if they're ever going to want to punish you, you're going to say, no, don't punish me because I had a good excuse why I didn't do it. So that it works for that. Same thing is, you want to get reward, and you're saying, hey, you know, I also deserve the reward because the reason I wasn't with them was I have a good excuse. Okay, so maybe as far as punishment, as far as reward, your excuses maybe work. But there is something which comes through dibuk chaverim. There is a benefit that you get by being together with friends and to be amongst Hasidim. That cannot be fulfilled by excuses. Every day that passes, and of course, if a week passes, who says when a week passes? A month, a year, and even if it's a 7 years, like a Shemitah year, Shavuot Shoshanim, then it is a loss that cannot be replaced. You can't fill that loss. You can never bring it back. Days become days of lacking and not whole days. The Rebbe says, don't have to go into this. Like, either way, if it's going to impact you, so even these lines will be sufficient. And if it's not gonna impact you, what benefit is it gonna be if I write another page? Because it all depends on your wills. You have the ability, and let may Hashem merit you that this should come as soon as possible, and in very soon you shall feel what you're lacking, you know, what you're lacking by not be getting together with the Hasidim, not missing that. And the Rebbe brings down, there is a saying that when you feel already that there is something that isn't right, that it's not beseder, it's not good, and you need to fix it, so that feeling alone is the beginning of the correction. Because knowing already, feeling about it, and with blessings, that you should give good news in all the above. So here you see, Rebbe wishes him well for the Bas Mitzvah. And the Rebbe writes very similar to what he wrote in the letter preceding this one. Also, in matter of fact, that the language is somewhat, almost is the same language, but of course it's adjusted to the individual writing it. But the message is clear from the Rebbe that you can't get away. Excuses are only good for a certain level, but what you're lacking, what is not being accomplished, that excuses won't be able to make up for you. So the Rebbe said, quit the excuses and go ahead and start doing what you need to do.